Please. Why, Mr. Whipple, you're doing it yourself. Oh, so I am.
I've been watching Jack Benny, and he had a character like that on it that did a real funny kind of voice. Over my
voice. Yeah.
Jack Benny.
Well.
Sorry you lost it.
He had a big avuncular announcer. And he also had
John
Rochester.
Yeah.
He had Rochester. He had the
Floyd the Barber. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, he's Floyd did that, and also the in the Lucy show, the bank Gail, what's his face? He used to do that when he got unctuous. He would go,
Gail
yeah.
Gordon.
Gail Gordon, wonderful. Yeah.
Back to Franklin Pangborn.
Mm-hmm. That was, a trope, and there was a guy from the Jackie Gleason show who's kind of real stupid, his hat on.
Clem Cadiddle Hopper. Well, I mean, that's the character he played, but it was Art Carney.
No, not Art Carney.
Really?
Sure? Yeah, I'm quite sure, because Art Carney was more important as the other character in the couple. No, this guy was, he would meet him in the bar, and he was just kind of like a...
Yeah.
That was pre-Fred Mertz, right?
Yes, right. I remember that business, that shtick of meeting in the bar.
Now are you okay? That's a cool sound effect.
Even on his children's show, Soupy Sales did a song about being in
Nobody's
the bar.
Nobody's dying.
According to me, there's no one in the bar but just you and me.
Oh, you don't want to? Oh, let me turn this down.
You said you were supposed to make it not like that.
This will make it better. Nobody got stoned. I'm glad that didn't happen. Turn my mic
on. You did? Okay.
Was that all right with you, Rob?
Yeah. Because I was coughing.
Oh, man. There's always a John Hell in every station.
Who's the John Hell of Relodio?
Well, I was hoping not to bring him up, so...
Yeah, see? Look, he's cool, so he's not... He can't be.
Yeah, I'm above all that.
Facebook is
sorry,
unpleasant.
Sorry, Alchemist. Maybe he can hear me.
Little
he's sitting on the
videos
on the couch right now, getting drunk.
Ads and all sorts of crap, or Meta, or whatever you call it. I hardly can use it, but it keeps coughing up art from 10 years ago and saying, "Would you like to post this and say something about it?" Because you don't use Facebook enough. And so what it was an ad for a show we did at the Dark Room with John Hell, your host.
Does anyone need a tissue?
Tissue.
Because the pot's so strong. My face is like...
You want me to twist it? That would be good for it.
I think it'd go like this.
It'd go...
And then I lift it up. Be ye lifted up.
Oh, is it not in the thing anymore?
And I'll be caught up in the clouds, in the glory, with all the conservative Donald Trump worshiping Christians.
What has happened to us?
When that dreadful judge...
He misses one night and he forgets how to use a microphone.
...shall spread his throne. And the great white throne judgment will take place.
Does his name appear in the Book of Life?
No, Lord.
Then with sorrow in my heart, I must say to you, get thee into the eternal flames of hell prepared for Satan and his archangel buddies by me, the 200-foot Jesus. Come this way, bud. But can't I make Jesus my personal savior now? No, it's too late. You died in your sins. Into the lake of fire.
But I don't want to go in the lake of fire. Right next to Hitler.
But Hitler's on a rocket ship going fast through space, listening to his own speeches over and over and over. So, you might be, I doubt if anybody's connected to DJ P-Cat.
She was going to stream Doc for Twitch. Me the other night, but then it was worthless and useless because it was the same thing from last week. But she may be here tonight. Who knows? She might.
I advance warned her, so I'm sure she will be.
And Peppy, I wonder if he might loom up on the scene.
Does he just randomly call?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know who calls who, but he likes to come in late. And, maybe if he's a listening, he'll be a calling. And if he's a calling, maybe he'll be a coming. Robot. I'm getting pretty tired of these robots we've been having.
Robots we've been having. That's the t-shirt right there.
Had the meeting for the show, and they said, well, they're flagging us for this music, that music, and we're going to have to change this. But listen to this AI-generated music that we found. And it sounds like, it sounds great. It sounds like Bernard Herrmann. And it's completely copyright free.
That's right. So yes.
Stop using these artists.
That's where we are now. All that, you know, we give up all the owning of CDs, and everybody's got a show. Everybody's got a show.
Everybody's
got a show.
Which
is what I was just talking to somebody about, the early days of Twitch, when you could just flip around all the channels that were growing and growing and growing. And everybody had a show.
Here you own that music, but are you licensed to listen to it?
That's Great Britain.
Yeah, but it's funny. And Hal, you're there. You're with us a lot. Because they love your voice.
Well, how about Screwy Squirrel cartoons and things like Weird Tales, edited by Farnsworth Wright.
So we're going to watch funny animal videos, and then we're going to watch, oh shoot, what's his name?
Hey, it's happening, baby.
It's a happening.
What?
So you have a blue lightsaber.
Blue lightsaber? Wow!
Like, can you see it? It's like a continuation of your blue thing going on.
Oops, that wasn't supposed to happen. It'll grow back.
So did you look at the table of contents on Weird?
Yes, I just did, and they're not like main sequence stories that have become famous since, but stories that are famous then, and I very much look forward to reading them. Fritz Lieber, in particular, The Spider Mansion. And,
yeah, I thought you'd like that.
Lovecraft is like early H.P. Lovecraft, where there are no monsters, but it's just dreams about other worlds. And you've got Pigeons from Hell, a very famous story by Robert Howard.
Oh, lightsaber.
I just read that again today.
I don't even know.
Is it a Western? I kind of forget what it's about.
It's about an old haunted mansion in the South.
Oh, Haunted Mansion, you.
Okay, that's going to do it for me, then. Haunted Mansion in the South, I'm there.
Let's go.
Yep.
You said
I'm
driving. Mouthful.
I'm stewed.
Guy dies. Okay. Horrible bodies are found.
Well,
hold on, guys. I got to stop over at Dial's house real quick.
Hey, let's get the microphone.
He knows where the bodies are buried. Like, and the microphones are.
The famous Dr.
He
Bass.
He said that he loved him, so I figured, you know.
In his first... professional, no, it wasn't a source,
in the Dial trilogy,
one of his
saga.
Early professional jobs, he was called to see about a body behind a house that seemed to have been there a day or two, and he said it was there about a week, and then he turns out the body had been there for over 150 years.
It was not our fault. No. Okay.
Talk about a cold case. Well, I just got the last Bernie Gunther novel that was ever written. The author, Philip Carr, died, and his wife published the book. And this one doesn't take place during the Third Reich at all. It's in Berlin in 1928, and it's really interesting. It's what that place was like, you know, and the usual other involvements, the sex and murder and conspiracies and...
28, so that would have been...
Incredibly well-researched. You feel like you're there in all these things. And later on in the Nazi period, he meets many of the top brass, which makes him seem like a war criminal after the war, and many come after him make him pay.
You mean like Larry Harvey and Doug Smith and all those?
Yeah, their story will be told someday, but is locked away for the next
Friday,
78 years.
9 to 10 a.m., 9 to 10 a.m., 9 to 10 a.m., 9 to 10 a.m.
And from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. or beyond. As in the case of last Ask Dr. House show,
started
stumbled its way to 3 a.m. A Walt Disney production.
Kara, VJ says our levels could be a bit higher.
Well, if they were high, would they still be level?
Oh, that's a really good point, Justin.
Well, they might be too hot, according to some, depending on how we are being received.
Oh, she said she was on Max.
By the Duke and Duchess of Devonshire.
Oh, sorry,
Flash and Dana are visiting them.
It goes very far. It goes over the edge of sanity.
Give it a minute, maybe it'll happen.
So now they finally discovered an Earth-like world that may be habitable. It's the right size, the right distance from its sun. Spectroscope checks out that it has the right chemical composition. But, of course, it's way too far away and we'll never get there. Because it's just way too far away. Nice to know it exists, though.
So what do you have to do?
Watch cartoons.
I should have asked Caleb to move it.
8 o'clock in the morning, and we have to join this show.
It's so early in the morning.
At 4 o'clock a.m., do you know where your death is?
You know where your orthotics are?
What you're seeing and what you're hearing isn't what's happening.
Do you know what your kids are up to?
Damn. Darn.
Maybe okay. They went to a love-in, and you thought they were doing their homework.
I didn't.
Boy, I don't like anything that says, and you thought, and you know, it's trying to tell me what I thought.
Or things you didn't know about honey-baked ham.
And you thought you knew everything about alien.
It's pretty clear.
Well, think again.
It's beyond obvious.
Captain Obvious. That was another thing.
And I'm not pointing fingers.
I should hope not.
I it's really, truly am not.
Good.
But it makes a lot of sense.
Sense?
I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java, it loves me.
Wee!
Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup,
it's actually okay, I think.
Okay. I just gave it a bit of a bump, but it's not... It's really close to being maxed on this side.
We need a samovar down here just, with hot coffee on tap.
Does it make the sound go faster or like the electricity go faster?
I hope so. I want those electric gremlins to be buzzing around.
These are the hands of one
and the Batman gremlin.
Strong, brown hands that know how to pick the coffee bean at the peak of ripeness.
A gremlin.
A gremlin from the Kremlin. I'm a gremlin from the Kremlin.
All right, kids, I'm feeling guilty. I gotta go back.
Yeah, you got cartoons to watch. Yeah, we are a cartoon.
That is for entertainment in and of yourselves.
Okay, but this isn't gonna work.
Why can't these characters get along?
They're like ghosts.
Ghosts? Yeah, ghosts. Live it or live with it.
Did anyone see the Poltergeist remake?
No. I recall vaguely hearing that there was a Poltergeist
remake. Too.
But there have been remakes of all sorts of things that, for some reason, I'm not all that inspired to see.
Yeah.
What was the one that was
shutting the door and movies.
The lamb was sure to go.
To the movies? I think the movies are stupid now.
I hope so.
Stupid movies.
Mary had a little lamb. She fed it kerosene.
Movies used to be cool. Now they're not.
One day it got too near the fire. Since then, it's near
just simple logic. There was a time. Well, actually, I guess maybe some movies might be, because you could go to the surround, you know, where you sit in the eggshell chair with snacks and good stereo sound.
Oh, like the Men in Black eggshell cut.
Yeah, they have theaters like that. and you have a little, like an airline tray thing that comes across so you can put all your sugar, sugar, vitamin grease, vitamin salt right in front of you.
And like the stewardesses of 1962.
Yeah, whose mom was the waitress at the Tip Top who appeared that one time only.
The fly girl.
She just granted us that privilege to see her.
All right, back to Valhalla.
Waitress Hollow.
Ain't no Valhalla back, girl.
Oft the wild wassail bout wore the long winter out. Often our midnight shout set the cocks crowing. When we the berserk's tale measured in cups of ale, draining the oaken pail, filled to o'erflowing.
Orf,
forget about it.
Can they see through our clothes, you know, on the radio?
Maybe that's what's going on. It's kind of hard to follow this here.
Look at that big letter so we can see it. You can tell the show is old guys arguing because they don't look anything up on the phone. They just say, the guy that was on Jack Benny. No, not that.
It's getting hard to look it up because there's all this ads and stupid
Rochester
videos.
Rochester was never in a James Bond movie.
I don't believe so.
What if Dr. No was on Jack Benny?
The actual one.
He has the first disc had Spike Jones. That was great. Dick Van Dyke and all these up and coming people.
Sure, content. You gotta feed the monster.
Yep.
Wah, wah.
These are people at home reading the screen of VPJ.
The teleprompter.
VCAP. Or something.
Don't forget Discord.
Oh, yeah. In Discord. It cracks people up when you say Discord. Discord.
Disco.
This is so fun. I love this show. Discord.
Disco duck.
Unfortunately, the smoke pot guys are now clean and sober.
Yes.
They'd never laugh at any of this.
No, I would take that as a compliment. Too many ass Dr. Howells drives you away from drugs.
Well, if I can take credit for it.
Because this is what they sounded like. It's like cancer. And they
giving up the show is like giving up drugs, or comes with giving up drugs. You give up the show, you no longer need the drugs. So.
Oh.
Wow, Cafe this.
This is banana-delic, banana-rhythmic. Really banana-fied over here.
Oh, it's the best banana drink in the world.
But still, I think I'm surprised that you don't like those banana coconut drinks.
Yeah,
they're pretty tasty. Banana coconut milk, I mean. And they'll hydrate you. Hydrate.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
You don't say. He's strong to the finish because he eats his spinach.
I'll finish you.
He's one of those bruisers that hates all bazoozers what ain't on the up and square. He biffs them and bops them and always out swaps them and nobody gets nowhere. If anyone dasses to risk me fisk, it's curtains for him, understand. I hear footsteps over here.
Scary.
Oh, yeah, well, sure. Let's check this out.
Okay, all right. Now it's checked out.
Donald John Trump gave a speech to the NRA. The problem 2 days ago.
Son, we're washing your mind. Yeah, doesn't feel great, Doc. And you haven't said it.
Foaming, sudsing. With Brain Jacks, the foaming cleanser.
Brain Jacks.
On top of Horror Hill Secret Laboratory.
How'd we get there? The hill right above Laurel Canyon. And also, there were quilted cults that were out there in the 20s.
And a little bit down the slope, the Ladies of the Canyon with Joni Mitchell and Carly Simon and Mama Cass and Trina was there, actually mentioned by Joni Mitchell in one of the songs by me.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's we're doing sound over there, doing show. I guess I brought my mics and because my recorder's on the floor right at the bottom of the picture. And people get weird about it.
I'm not gonna get weird about it.
Well, right? I mean, people do. I'm not saying you. Just people. People, yeah.
Wait, it's what
the
are you
end
saying?
No, it's the end of the movie. So now we're like really happy. We've made a lot of money.
I'm gonna get through these packs of DB and I. It kills me.
DB and I are taking the Kurt Kirschneider submarine footage, of which I have all the originals, and doing trying to stare at, think of something we might be able to do with it from a making of. Although I don't think you can do better than his own making of. I'm going to watch that again.
Really entertaining.
Yes.
Compared to the movie, but entertaining in general.
Yeah. It was really well done. It's funny how the movie. There's something there, but I don't know what it is. You know, there's footage for some kind of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to do a what's up, Tiger Lily? I was trying to remember the name of it.
That was Woody Allen,
but it was dubbed voices over everything,
right?
And that kind of
J-Man kind of too,
and J-Man. Okay, J-Man.
Maybe if it started with a newsreel.
Those all golden milk jugs.
Some say Hitler survived. What's the story?
I got a golden milk jug.
I have a, long after the war, long after Tom Hanks won the whole war.
Yes.
He was in the Navy. He was in the Army. He knows Oswald Shaw Kennedy. He's a real American.
Wasn't that Kevin Costner?
No, I'm talking about Tom Hanks. He and a couple of other stars have some kind of organization where they want to. They're tired of people trying to change history with these wild tales. So they privately put money into systems of, here, like this, every day is beautiful in America, and here's the milkman delivering the milk.
And the milk duds.
To all of America, and here are the wheat fields, here are the churches. Here are the lawns.
We had a milkman in Illinois and one in Arizona, too.
What year is Arizona one?
Well, it was back must have been in the 70s.
Time.
The 70s. It was 72, 3, 4, 5, 6. And my brother would leave notes for him and get all sorts of extra stuff delivered, yogurt and so forth. But in Illinois, it came in a horse-drawn wagon, and they leave gallons of milk in huge glass bottles with cream on
it. Gallons.
Yeah, a gallon bottle of milk, big, heavy, and in a thick glass. Of course, you return it in.
You ever see, I think it was a Sesame Street, like a short film that had little kittens drinking milk?
Well, they will do it.
That's
many
the whole
of them.
Thing.
That's the money shot.
Yes,
they're drinking the milk.
But modern veterinary science says you shouldn't feed those kittens milk.
No, you shouldn't.
Sometimes I get the feeling that I won't be on this planet. The fact is, some of them will like it and some of them won't.
This is your brain on show.
Yeah, dig it.
Donovan's Brain by Kurt Siodmak.
This is Reverend Howard when he's kind of in a good mood. Music.
After 7 days, he was quite tired. God still glad. Just for picnics with wine and bread, gathered up some people he had made.
Are these people the ones that do Reloadio?
And I said,
I said yes. I said yes.
It does mix, Max.
You are
doomed to hear an audio
dial
all eternity.
I said yes.
When will this nightmare end?
I guess.
So sign up for the Dial's new album, I Guess.
Yeah.
Mm. We're going to wholesale it right through this office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the shame tunnel.
He's coming out in, I think, in December
okay,
this year.
Okay, kids, get your paddles ready. And he's going to crawl through the tunnel.
not funny.
I think I see him.
Not yet. Wait just a moment.
Weirdos.
Don't bring your own weapons.
What about those weapons nature gave me? All right, that's represents combined a quart of banana milk and root beer milk. So rich in milk, it almost moves.
Cats are drinking the milk.
In that guy's mind, in his brain.
The cats in jam with kids. Hans and Fritz. They're kids.
Now we can look.
They're vegetable cops, torture and beat up vegetable suspects.
But these poor people have nothing to do but get involved in brain games.
Then there's Eric Trueheart, who will have something to say.
Sick.
Dr. Billy conducts the Empire Jazz Orchestra playing Cab Calloway's Mini the Moocher.
Yeah, I lost it in a brain game.
And, of course, I'll be answering all your questions.
In the brain, when you know you're in a brain game, because it looks... like your brain feels like the top of those Jiffy Pop things, and they're going, and they're getting bigger and bigger because your brain's getting bigger and bigger inside your skull.
Right.
Then join us in our chat.
And you think it's just a game.
And you thought it was just.
Oh, I see. It's a lot more complicated than I thought.
Well, that's a good thing, right? I mean, that's like it's cool, right? Like it's
very complicated.
Six p.m. Pacific. Okay, if you're at home and you like the show, smile, little brainstem.
Yeah. Let me brainstem.
And don't fill up on emojis before you get to the meal.
Fusion of a living human brain.
We haven't heard that on the air for a while.
The cerebellum down there is useless if what you've got is a severed brain.
But he's smiling.
Since it doesn't have anything to do anymore. But the anterior frontal gyrus, now in front of us, might be thinking up a storm. Might be wondering what was going on.
Your brain feels like the top of this JP Bond thing.
Your brain may no longer be the boss. The brain from Planet Eros.
How many brain movies are there?
Well, Donovan's brain. And one of those had Nancy Reagan in it, or Nancy Davis, as she then was. Let's see, there's the I eat your skin, I drink your blood. There's surely not I eat your brain.
They were just thinking of
movies that have brain in the title.
And the smiling brainstem is not one of them.
No, I wouldn't think so. You need to have your head screwed on properly. Scott Carey was a physician who lived in the Arizona mountains, though somewhat close to Phoenix, actually. Conaf Junction was the largest town to him. He privately experimented with the perfusion, trying to keep, in this case, a brain alive, and he failed with a monkey's brain. But by sheer chance, a millionaire's private plane crashed near him, and he was the only doctor who could possibly be brought there. So he retrieved the body of investor billionaire Warren Horace Donovan and surreptitiously removed his brain. He was going to die anyway, and successfully perfused it and kept it going in a tank connected up to the blood supply, everything that it needed. And soon it began to develop new lobes and control others telepathically and run its business empire through stooges, through human stooges. It was still doing the will of ruthless millionaire Warren Horace Donovan, not letting anyone get in the way and becoming quite dangerous. And it got so it could fry you if you came near it and tried to disconnect it. And one of the stooges it used was the doctor himself, who found himself going to hotels, meeting criminals, giving money to some and stealing it from others. Unable to break from the control, because the willpower of Donovan was so strong. And there were others involved, a two-bit blackmailer named Yoakum, who stole in and took pictures of the body with the skull opened and showed that someone had stolen the brain, trying to blackmail Carey. But what he doesn't really know is that the person he's trying to blackmail is the incredibly ruthless and vicious tycoon Warren Horace Donovan. Carey falls in a trench where construction is happening and breaks his back. He's in absolute agony from damage to his spine. But when he gets to a telephone in the hospital, he calls his assistant at the lab and says, "Wake the brain up." And when it does wake up, the pain is transferred from him to the brain, which doesn't like this development at all. With greater ruthlessness. So the story of Donovan's brain is interesting. He's trying to get a murderer out of jail for some reason. It's not that he thinks rationally, but his willpower is just unchecked as he has this existence as a perfused brain. Now, I never saw the movies that were based on this story, and I have no idea what part Nancy Reagan would play in it. I don't think there was such a character in the book, but it's been a while since I read the book. There was also a version made by Erich von Stroheim, based on the book, though not perhaps crediting the book. Maybe it did. Maybe it was also called Donovan's Brain.
I've played that on the radio. I have a radio.
The Von Stroheim version?
No, I don't think so. This is probably 40s, early 40s.
Yeah, I know there's a two-part
recorded. Let's see if I can find
Donovan's Brain.
Yeah. Straight radio play.
Yeah. With commercials? Do they keep those in the recording?
I think so, yeah. I haven't played it since a Halloween some years ago. Those are fun. With Arch Obler stuff.
We'll get back to the murderous telepathic brain in a moment, but first, what do you think of aluminum siding? Bozo approved.
All right, wasn't that funny?
Well, there's a series of children's records, including some featuring the
children. I have some of the 70s.
That are Bozo approved.
Yes.
Have Bozo up in the corner, grinning down at
Hey, Dial.
Come on.
The weirdest one of all.
Yeah. This is how I feel.
Can we push him in the middle of his own show?
Well, however Dial says it, that's what I believe.
It's Bozo approved, and it's got a confused-looking James Mason holding a cigarette on the cover, while in the background are Simon Theodore and Alvin as band members. And it's the three chipmunks and James Mason on this Bozo-approved record. I guess it provided a check. About learning to count. James Mason and the Chipmunks, they're learning to count. Yeah. But he's got a cigarette. I mean,
look at the picture. See the skull.
I'm looking at it.
The part of bone removed. Hey, the master race Frankenstein radio controls.
Uh-oh.
The brain thoughts broadcasting radio. The eyesight television. The Frankenstein earphone radio. The threshold brainwash radio. The latest new skull reforming to contain all Frankenstein controls.
Even listen up, folks. This is what the show's all about.
Visible Frankenstein controls. The synthetic nerve radio directional antennae loop. Make copies for yourself. There is no escape from this worst gangster police state using all of the deadly gangster Frankenstein controls. In 1965, CIA gangster police beat me bloody, dragged me in chains from Kennedy, New York Airport.
Bastards.
Since then, I hide in forced jobless poverty, isolated alone in this low, dead old house.
Poor Mr.
The brazen, deadly gangster police and underlings spray me with poison nerve gas from automobile exhausts and even lawnmowers. Deadly assaults, even in my yard with knives, even bricks and stones, even deadly touch tabin or electric shock flashlights.
All in
even remote electronically controlled around corners, projection of deadly touch tarantula spiders, or even bloody murder accidents to shut me up forever with a sneak
mind
undetectable extermination. Even with trained parroting puppet assassins in maximum security insanity prison for writing these unforgivable truths. Until my undetectable extermination, I, Francis E. Deck, ESQ, 29 Maple Avenue, Hampstead, New York, I stand alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide, conspiratorial, gangster, computer, god, communism, with wall-to-wall, deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder incorporated, organized crime, the police and judges, the deadly, sneak, parroting, puppet gangsters.
Mr. Deck, he sure said a mouthful, didn't he? Not what you'd call politically correct. But one man against the Frankenstein gangster world robot control computer god. Frankenstein, and that suggests it has its own agenda, that it's out of control. You know, it also has will. May have been created by the conspirators, but now it has a piece in the action.
It's a tamper with his tires. And the simplest thing to do here would be to unscrew it about that.
And if he didn't like the computer god back then, I wonder what he thinks about it now.
I've got the camera on down the street here. We can see computer gods walking up the street toward the studio.
Seems to be descending in altitude. Chicken John's doing some sort of a puppet presentation up in Isleton.
When?
Coming up soon, it's at the San Francisco Institute of Possibility website, all at the gates. SFIOP. Run by Alita Edgar.
Are always asking me for an easy, efficient way of providing their marks with a massive headache.
Ouch. Sure you have a headache, but don't take it out on the kids.
That's just the way brains work
like
nowadays.
movie real?
Brain science. The only way to avoid brain math.
We're going to have any kind of fun together.
In the splash scene. It's all wet and wild here. Ladies, please.
Him.
Come on, do show right way.
Yeah, we're trying. But
quit
the
doing
conditions
that.
Are not
it's been so long.
Here on the show.
It's just weird. I forgot.
Always looks the darkest before it goes completely pitch.
Because this is what they're thinking.
And boy, what on the rip show. Off. This caused distrust among our listeners.
They made a little ghost howl talk.
Even suspicion that we might in some strange, unknown way be
like
taking advantage of them.
That's what
and
I'm trying to tell
only
you.
Only intent is to entertain.
Well, did you see the poltergeist?
Through the miracle of
Shell
audio
Beach.
Reception. Okay. When you're laughing, make sure you know what you're laughing about. That character had a bad effect on my life. Now look, there's a Michael Pepe, an analog of Michael Pepe, right over there. Haunting, original.
But I had to get her to help.
A peppy epiphany.
Nice. The people screaming.
The complacent American is at it again.
Turn one way. Don't.
It won't happen here.
So you say.
It's just that there are some people out there that seem to think that the chatterbox thing is a funny thing, and it is funny.
I got a million of more.
Are you saving as much as you should?
Well, I...
Well, it counts, you automatically save $25.
That's a first.
It wouldn't
be. On your checking account.
At American
Pacific, each month Pacific will deduct 5% of your... When you fly Central to New York, you go first class.
Oh, good. Privacy.
Your family will love golden loaf bread, and you will, too.
Milk is perfect
for growing children.
In some strange manner similar.
Most poles are flattened to par, as in Boston. To non-New Englanders, perhaps the most noticeable difference from the most common American speech is the addition
of hard R's to pars.
Yeah.
Of hard R's to
don't be such a hard R. Hard R.
Actually, a cumin, a dodgo, address, address.
Adequate.
Albuquerque. A human has not but a cumin, but a good cigar is a smoke.
No, it's not just... Okay.
Not just a little squeak. Pucker up and blow. And if your whistle's weak, yell, Jiminy Cricket.
Take the straight and narrow path, and if you start to slide, give it a listen. And always let your conscience be your guide. Ah, Renodio, Renodio. Such a place it is.
Yours truly. They tell me I'm quite unruly. Find me. I hope you won't mind me singing Jiminy Cricket's name. I'm a happy-go-lucky fellow, always getting along for singing my song. A merry old soul am I. Jiminy Cricket is the name. Got a merry old soul.
You can see Jiminy in Fun and Fancy Free. They brought him back from Pinocchio, so he could be in that one too, along with Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, and Mortimer Snurd. Most strange that stuff seems to us today.
Telling you that Jiminy Cricket is the name.
Well, at that time, everybody knew Mortimer Snurd and Charlie McCarthy and Edgar Bergen. But the odd thing is that he's a ventriloquist, and this was popular on the radio. So all they cared about was hearing the voices and imagining the characters.
Everybody's got a gorilla inside him.
A gorilla, right. Like in National Gorilla Suit Day. Which we observe.
Observe, yes.
Yes. I always forget. It takes me by surprise, but one will always remember the original experience of it.
And as your,
it's like everybody's actually a suit, and inside there's a gorilla, but inside that there's another gorilla and another gorilla suit. What's the trouble? I guess, hey, is my mic too hot? Well, is it fuzzy? It's got the fuzzy warbles. Well, I don't know. I'm asking what the problem would be. A light shining bright in the old cabin window, down Virginia way. Well, I've now watched the whole first season of Game of Thrones, catching up with it at last.
Is it quality?
Oh, yeah, it's well worth watching. I just never had the opportunity. There's plenty of stuff like that to catch up with.
I just watched Franklin's last episode.
Is that the one with Paul Giamatti? No.
No, it's that's Adams.
Who is Franklin?
Michael Douglas.
Oh, gosh, right.
And there's a wonderful, like, puffy, white-faced Adams. I can't remember his name.
Hmm. Oh, you know, Adams genuinely disliked Franklin.
Sure. The this last one that I watched this morning was, he went through a wonderful list of what he hated about him, but said he knew that he would never, ever commit treason, so... So, that's, you know, various, yeah, well, the deal is they're going to completely break their word with France and go with England's peace. And so they do. But it's interesting. The Adams is wonderful, very anxious. And like Adams might have been correct and arrogant about his correctness.
Well, he was a strong believer in the ceremony of state and the ritual representation of greatness must be carried out in the public eye.
Yeah, he's famous for a scene that he made about what to call the president. Well, people were trying to get other matters done.
That's not possible.
But he did it because he thought that's what human nature demanded for the country to be successful.
And he was somewhat, here, I'll do some of that. He was somewhat correct.
Somewhat, but I prefer the Jeffersonian view.
Me too. Oh, yeah. Jeff.
Like when Batman comes to the city or something.
And like has a like a mescaline trip.
Courtesy of the Penguin. No, I mean the Joker. Penguin had nothing to do with it.
No, what was the guy? It was Scarecrow. It'd like fill your head full of psychedelic darkness. Like, you got me. I'll spend all the time in jail I need as long as I get plenty of Hostess Twinkies.
Give him lemon fresh, lemon, berry, cherry flavor, and now new watermelon. Do it now, before it's too late, while you're still alive. Do it now, before it's too late, while you're still alive. Do it now, before it's too late, while you're still alive. Do it now, before it's too late, while you're still alive. Do it now, before it's too late.
Too late, you're no longer alive.
What?
I
thought I was
right
going
here.
To avoid my fate.
Avoid your fate.
She was a replicant. Pregnant.
That means dinner.
Don't wolf your food.
Dumbness is something that you can avoid. Dumb.
It will take more money.
Yeah, I thought so. Here we go. Here's the money. Delivered by train in dead of night.
There's brown bags and bags of it. With dollar signs on
by
the bags.
By a square and brown shoes.
Coming in those flat cars.
It's making my eyes into dollar signs.
Cha-ching. I can't see.
Money.
Hit those tires, man.
Can we borrow your helicopter, Uncle Scrooge?
Hey, it's fun flying over the poor people. Look at them.
They're gesticulating and shaking their fists, but there's not much they can do while we're up here.
You know how much this radio kind of business pays.
I'm just some dude off the street. I wouldn't know anything about that.
Well, never you mind, son. Leave the driving to us.
I believe all the kids at the mall in the valley listen to us as we open their brains and drop in our robust ideas.
All the kids in the neighborhood think Melodio's triple good. I get it. It didn't happen. But what about what you said? Did that happen?
As promised, this is the official pump.
My algorithms are taking a day off, you know.
Because there's just no way just to save yourself from meteorite
bombardment. The meteoric rise of
Portland's ideal.
My circuits go ape for those Twinkies.
Now that's really hard to understand. Machine can't taste.
It's just like, he doesn't even have to go in his little mouth hole. They can just go past him and he can absorb the nutrients.
Yeah. In his judgment,
vitamin sugar, vitamin paste, vitamin salt, vitamin grease, vitamin dough.
In his
not even real dough, vitamin sponge.
Imitating others, he conforms to their irrational acts.
But I do remember many nights on watch in the Navy or places and eating J.P. Moore beef stew, Hawaiian punch, and beef.
How about one of those?
There you go. I don't think I had Genki more of that all that much. But I had,
it was a standard brand. Likely to find it on a camping trip or something.
Yeah, we had much spam on camping trips.
Genki Moore beef stew.
Yeah, and you know, they were in machines, so it was sort of like a two-thirds or half-size little thing would roll out. Man, you were just happy to find anything. One of the ways that the United States Armed Forces thanked us for our service in Vietnam was walking out of certain areas, you know, certain mess halls. There would be two and three coolers full of every ice cream product in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And we would hold our shirts up like this and then just put them in there and get back to the barracks and distribute them to friends. Everybody had the munchies for certain reasons. And we said, thank you, Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam. Uncle Sugar, they call him. And he wants you for the U.S. Army.
This is Lonesome Rhodes telling you to suit up. Get in Korea, quick.
Get in Korea.
Yes, I believe Vitajex can help with the war effort.
Vitajex, what you doing to me?
So that would be President Crossroads.
They called him that because of his supposed indecision.
One of the things I love about my role here at KPFA is I get to hear directly from you, our listeners. My name is Italina, Donor Relations Manager here at the station, and I get to hear things like, thank you for being here for our community. And we get to be here thanks to loyal listeners like you. So help us continue to be here by making a meaningful donation today. And no, there is more than one way to donate. You can make a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. You can donate stocks. You can even add KPFA as a beneficiary. Thank you for being really thoughtful about this. Thank you to our monthly sustainers and to our generous one-time donors. Donate at kpfa.org or email members@kpfa.org if you have a question about donating in other ways or if you'd like to increase your monthly donation. My name is Italina, here for Community Powered Radio, here for you.
KPFA's paid staff are a union. Hosts, producers, engineers, reporters, anchors, technical employees, phone room coordinators, event producers, trabajadores de instalaciones. We are part of Communications Workers of America, Local 9415, AFL-CIO. Because unity makes strength and unions make great media. Together with KPFA's unpaid staff and volunteers and every one of you who donate, we make KPFA 94.1 FM in Berkeley, KPFB 89.3 FM in Berkeley, KFCF 88.1 FM in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and KPFA.org.
Future generations will judge
whether the right decisions were made.
Do you think Americans of all faiths would see the wisdom in this decision?
Yep. Because of the fear of the dogmatic
Christian Frank Peddlers refusing to
separate church and state.
Refusing.
Refuse. A new odor.
Many of our public schools completely ignore the Supreme Court decision. Yes, sir.
Many of our schools.
I dig you. Does this give any ideas to our youth? The very lawmakers of our country, congressmen, play a little under-the-table roulette and get off with a censure and a little bad publicity.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Tingler has entered this movie theater. Like a bug.
Erase everything.
Even the nice songs.
Yeah. Oh, but I was a crying teen with Godzilla.
The teens will save Godzilla.
I saw a pretty interesting preview of King Kong meets Godzilla.
I'm so confused. Didn't they do that when we were kids?
Well, this is the Monarch series, I believe.
Oh, yes.
You
know what?
I
think it looks great. So do we get it on the iTunes phone or whatever?
Yeah, something like that. Baby little iTunes.
That was fun watching all the Monarch stuffs. I've been trying to watch a thing called Dark Matter. Ooh, you're all spooky now.
Seeing things in the dark, eh?
The Swedish...
Like Scanner Darkly?
Swedish
not even,
meatballs.
Man. It's too turgid. It's taking too long to get to the good stuff, you know?
Well, you can, you know, have a series, you know, you spread it out. You know? Like, this was a two-hour script, but we made it into a six-episode show.
So it's really thin.
All right. I suppose that kind of wraps it up.
Really? That's it?
This isn't the ingredient that attracts our youth to politics.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Big. We won't let it happen again. You will feel
what?
The sadness of life and the boredom of existence.
A long-time listener, VJ Pussycat, VJ Pussycat, VJ Pussycat, VJ Pussycat, VJ Pussycat, maybe doesn't know quite what's going on.
That's like the sad, don't know.
Point. Well, it is an unknown. He's good to admit it, you know, there's no way to know.
But that's why you tune in.
He knows
or
doesn't know what's going on.
To get the exclusive word.
Electricity.
Did you not give her the edits to this?
Puzzling edits, you know.
Good comeback, Dial.
Well, he's always on top of it. Yeah, always.
I hope people aren't...
Let's just stop and reflect, okay? About how lucky the audience is to have us.
Well, these things happen. And not only that, but the VJ Pussycat giving an image to it. So, I mean... What's not to like, as they say? Of course, here in the Relodio studio, we have a multimedia experience constantly taking place.
So, vote Relodio.
As if your life depended on it. Because it does. I'm part of Relodio, and I approve this message.
Actually begun the exploration of another world. Come with us. We are going to the moon.
Why must we desecrate the unprofaned?
I've never retired since I was born.
Though Earth may be, must other worlds be stained?
What's the difference?
To reproduce, man-ray is human. To recreate,
To create apes is seduced is divine. To create is divine. To reproduce fine. Is human.
How much is the fine?
Have you thought of something more pleasant?
Produce is divine.
Let's reduce
to produce is
to be born as
to reproduce is human. Reproduce man ray.
Manta ray. Or did you say eight?
Hear about the miracle of marijuana every Sunday morning on the Stone Channel.
With your host, Ken Stoner. From Stonefield, Massachusetts.
It's the Ken Stoner Show.
And all the babes in the Valley View Mall.
With Big Baba Ganoush and the band.
Yeah, who they listen to?
Tonight, Ken's guests include Michael Feppy.
And Michael Feppy.
By George, they keep
on
coming.
Guitar,
yes,
Michael Feppy.
Michael Feppy.
And on drums, Michael Pepe.
Hey, there, that's the five of them.
They all dress alike.
They look alike, wow. They act alike.
This AI stuff is great.
Five for the price of one, or for the price of none.
It's Michael Pepe.
Grow the boat ashore.
And get a petri dish of Michael Pepe.
Ever growing, ever developing.
Guaranteed to grow up.
I could maybe have my own radio station. My own
a
radio
Lodio,
station. Have my own radio station. Have my own radio station.
Lodio.
Have my own radio station. Have my own radio station.
You can call it that.
You know, the crowd's turned ugly here at the
I wish we'd go
see Lodio live show.
What do we do?
Looks like Hal's going to do a poem to calm them down, I think.
All right, everybody.
Yeah, we're bowing, yeah. Look at him rush the stage.
Yeah. And Mike pulled his jacket off there.
That's a jerkin'.
What's the matter? You lost your audience?
Beyond the major nation.
There's a microphone being used in Cafe This.
Microphone.
I hated microphones back then.
But they always brought the half-naked audience in.
Microphones would?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you set up the microphones and you pretend a band just played there.
Get that crazy trollop out of my joint.
And then a shot of her like...
Charlotte trollop. Not
much from that. Yeah, you ran a
quick before the cops show up.
Cops.
You ran a pretty tight ship back then.
Well, it was all reputation to uphold.
The aroma irritant was always like better than caffeine. You know?
You get the best of the caffeine bean aroma of flavor, but not caffeine.
It'll make it better.
Hey, you.
You see, in an authoritative state, one is supposed to root for the spies of one's own country. Like it's a football
Yay,
game.
Spies.
It's a football game, and you want your spies to win over their spies.
No. We're just gonna.
Intelligence gatherers, for the most part, not the. Murderers.
Let's just go back to good old American TV music, TV show music.
TV
from the Girl from Uncle.
April Dancer.
Yep, with Noel Harrison. To add a little class, because you're a British
accent. I handed it to you. I don't.
Their version of Ilya Kuryakin.
Yep.
Brian said he changed it.
But the coolest Ilya Kuryakin was Bill Cosby, hands down.
Now, that one I never really, for some reason, I never watched the show.
It came out in Hawaii when we were kids, and part of what I loved was they were always going off, in the maybe second season, third season, whatever, they were always going off to the Orient, so you got to see places look familiar. And a black guy really stuck out, so they had these great track shots of very tall Bill Cosby walking through streets of Oriental Koreans.
And I understand they had great repartee.
Yes. Well written, lots of fun. It was always sad they just used 38 snub-nosed revolvers just because the man from Uncle had set the bar pretty high with the P-38 handgun assembly kit. Honey West had...
It snapped together.
Great disappointment, too. Honey West also used a... maybe a 25 caliber. I think it was a 38 snub nose. Just not a sexy weapon. That's
did she ever fire it?
I don't know. I don't think she did. I think the whole point was she would beguile you into surrender. So, yeah. But she might have fired just to... that effect.
So you're the demon.
I'm gonna get out of here because the demon. See you guys later.
You must hold on. It is.
No, I'm gonna start over again. I'm gonna start and get out of here. Okay, goodbye.
Back the bone.
He's not my head's on fire.
I want your boots, your motorcycle.
Hobart, the next voice you hear will be of Dr. Holden.
Yeah, and he's taking all those from Nicolas Cage. And your motorcycle.
Yeah. What is that, a cell phone? Yeah, give me that.
We'll drop all those in later, all those effects.
Yeah. Terminator 2 is totally like in the 2000s now. It's awesome.
It's not the word that came to mind for me.
There seems to have been a reconsideration of the second Alien movie, Aliens. People are... now saying they liked it a lot more than they used to, or something like that.
The original four set, that Aliens.
The second movie, Aliens. Yeah. Yes, the long version, the uncut version.
Yeah, it's stinky. I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time. I did during COVID watch all of those in order. That was.
Uh huh. Did you see the director's cut one?
What the director's cut, George?
I'm James Cameron, and I approve this message. Avatar, The Way of Water, now in theaters.
I saw some of that on an airplane. They kept interrupting it. Couldn't see it all.
What did they interrupt it with?
With flight information, all sorts of things. They make the interruptions.
Wow. So if you pay more, no interruptions on your TV, your seat TV.
Oh, I think everybody has to hear these.
Certainly the safety stuff.
Yes.
But I bet somewhere in there, there's a thorn.
Must have been a thorn.
Must
have been a thorn.
Alright, I got the idea. I got it.
The thorniest way.
Let's just go to a commercial.
Yeah.
K-Rob School of Decay.
Like Toupe.
A private school.
We were going to have VJ Pussycat sing this in the video.
Yeah. Well, there's still time.
Michael Pepe.
When their channel goes to the bathroom cam and the video.
It's a lot like that Ford thing with Bonnie in the bed and the guy in the mask shows up. But that guy's Michael Pepe, and they dance around.
Yeah.
But they dance around the bathroom.
I'm going to take you to the swinging party in the pajama sky.
Yeah, and dance around the wine.
You can't go to Motorama's wearing those pajamas. Okay, I'll wear a dress and sing. Pow, here I am.
I'm free.
Closed out the world.
In the bathroom, in the private bathroom.
World close out.
That's where I got a close out sale.
Yeah.
I'll always close be closing.
100%.
The bathroom door.
The Salle du Bain Enterprises. So, how do you say elegant, cheap. Oh, very, very. So, two. And where
I
creep.
Be a policeman when I grow up.
Thanks.
Officer Kindly.
Now back to more comedy.
Oh, this is funny.
24 hours a day. It's funny.
Buzzing like a hive of angry bees.
My hands are clean.
So, you wash your hands of this
Dial's
matter?
Fat.
So, Dial's not good, Dial's bad.
Wait, what?
That was Pontius Pilate that broke your
arthritis. Dial's fat.
Dial's bad.
on your radio dial.
Sleeping.
Station. They crawled up this gas station. Are they there?
Dial that.
My own. No, dial
station.
And your station,
station. Oh, man.
The station.
Oh, no.
Dial that.
Oh, no.
My own. Station.
My own. My native station. Station.
I wish I could get out of my own station.
My own station. My own station. Sure you hear dial first.
Beautiful snoring California. Where?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do something about it.
Why doesn't somebody do something?
Yes, sir.
And so the fairy helped us do something.
See?
I'm glad somebody was able to provide that extra bit of effort.
Pretty much saved all of mankind.
Shaved every last one of them.
Thanks, America.
And you're listening to KPFA, KPFB, and KFCF in Fresno.
That's not technically
true. A world with no porn is a world with no imagination.
No porn shop?
What?
How much is this ring worth? I think it's solid gold. That's a ring from a Cracker Jack box, sir. This is a family heirloom. You got away. Oh, the electrification of the monster. They're receiving millions of megavolts of ethereal energy.
Be sure you bring dial all the way around and remove your finger.
That's not my finger. Just getting into the spirit of things.
Come on, Spock.
Are you out of your
Spock knows dial? Cool.
Caterpillar.
Now let the dial go back.
Oh, okay, go back now.
Back to Minnesota.
Where you belong.
Many, 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 Minnesota.
But I thought I'd come visit.
So, when the apes take over the world, they're doing no dial. Does Michael Pepe no dial?
Maybe he gets some kind of position of merit, you know, like in the ape world.
I don't recall him ever mentioning Mr. Stylus, huh?
Yeah. But he works in mysterious ways, I've heard.
That's true. You never know. We'll have to ask him the next time he drops in. Then maybe we can get to the bottom of this mystery once and for all. Oh, don't laugh. I'm sure our audience is just as interested in this
show.
Switching to audio, sir.
You take a break for a minute. We're going to play ads.
Take a break. Make a break.
Cinderella.
Dial's here? All right, cool.
At the parlor lights down low, listening to the radio.
And we'll open up on Hell and Camera 1.
I think your time is over.
Walks on like being to her.
Pops a pole, she likes Rudy Fowler.
Are they supposed to be dancing like that?
Yeah, they can't see with wearing those big cigarette boxes.
Why should you care? Come, his life is on the air tonight. This
is Michael Pepe at the Art Institute back in the 80s. He'd do like kabuki theater, play all the parts. But today, Michael Pepe, where are you?
Michael Pepe is high.
High
just at that moment, about 17 seconds ago.
Oh, great, okay.
I felt the fullness.
Okay.
That's why the instructions are so clear on radio.
Yeah.
Sometimes
always use your radio.
The delay before you know what to do later.
Michael Pepe, welcome on the show.
3L.
Yeah, okay, so now we're looking at this kind of hologramic Pepe.
That's him, right?
Yeah. It looks cool.
Okay.
They're getting better all the time.
He's not getting any nearer.
It's got little controls on it. So.
Uh-huh. Well, what's he going to do now?
Not much.
Oh, just a minute.
I don't think he's stuck here. Hold on, he just... If I hit him right here...
So rescue priority.
Right, yeah, I know.
They'll rescue you, think?
Sorry, folks. I didn't mean to do that to him. I want to see if he...
Just testing his reflexes, as they say down at the station house.
So, Michael Pepe.
Crucible of Molten Metal.
They all like you to say the name.
Say the word and you'll be free. Say the word and be like me.
And all amongst the dust.
What's that word they're thinking of?
Life in Hopalus, deep pain.
Have you heard? The word is love, love, love. Suicide man.
Lost all contact with solar system Gamma 7A.
Solar
system.
Very scary. Line up with planets here. I will change you.
Okay.
Giant Rorschach-like surface features in these alien worlds.
It's the most incredible thing.
You mean it's not politically correct and yet everybody uses it? I say, so you know what? Give me a different term. Give me a different term. What else would you like to say?
The Pleasant Ebony Show.
One of the great sleaze bags of our time.
People on drugs can call the show.
You bet they can.
All right.
People on drugs can call the show.
See, when you cue them, then they know it's okay.
Hi. This is about my husband. Well, he drives me crazy.
Afternoon,
it's the Shirley Disconnected. Okay, don't do that anymore. Okay? The radios of the world are tuning in tonight. Are you on the dial? I tuned in right. One of our DJs is missing.
Computer, eh?
Yeah, it's a show-wide computer. Nazi radio god.
They now say the Albany bulb is radioactive.
Oh, no.
Built on top of radioactive landfill.
From what time frame?
From some private concern that was there that was dumping its byproducts, which were radioactive and presumably still are. And now we think you're ready for the radium room.
Recording. Everything's going fine.
For the ultimate in radiant energy.
Recording. Everything's going fine. No trouble. Recording. Everything's going fine. No trouble.
On magnetic tape.
Recording. Everything's going fine.
And that recovery in such cases is rare.
Radium X.
Is this the strength in numbers we advocate to our youth?
Yes, Radium X was invented by Boris Karloff in the Universal movie.
What, Uranium Kids?
No,
like teenagers from out. What was it? Teenagers from outer space?
Was a later period. No.
The way you struck down that creature with this metal piece. Who cares about an old dog anyway?
Just so we can do a special good drop skeleton effect. That's why I love that part of the movie, folks. Yeah. A whole off. And somebody got to keep those, no doubt. We'll give you the dog because you helped us with so much money on the film. Or you get the teenager. Who gets blasted
in space?
Who gets blasted at the gas station?
Oh, like, was it, is it the gas station guy?
It might be, yeah. Like if you were a big investor, they'd give you that guy's skeleton. And then it goes,
the invisible ray.
Yeah.
Well, he flashes it at, like, you know, lens flare camera effect.
It was really convincing.
This is a flare pin, the right is.
Oh, it's a mirror, probably, right? Like a you're shining image. A light into a mirror and then it's going into the.
Maybe. I don't remember the effect.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's a B2K.
I'd have to see it. I've got it on.
It's like taking a flashlight.
Right? Okay, yeah.
But I think it was a mirror
as opposed to a giving light.
To reflect back to the lens. Yeah. Well, like, that's what the swords are in Star Wars, right?
Indeed, without.
They were that reflective tape originally. And then you just lit that from right on top of the lens. It was like when Gary and I were dock stalking, and he and I made our little tents on the side of this lake in Arkansas, far away. And I use a headlight, right? So it's right here. And I'm looking at all these little eyes, the platelet eyes of spiders under leaves, looking back at me everywhere I look.
It's funny the way they reflect light, being so tiny and small.
Yeah.
But they do, even on in a car, you can see it on the road.
Yes. Yeah, the light is right above your eye, especially. They're looking right back at you. They were like little
spiders looking at
red spiders with teeth.
You mean the sound like Panush? Oh, well.
Okay, kids, let's everybody sing now.
I want to be just like Ronald Reagan.
No more song when he starts throbbing his song. Sweet song, I'll wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I then move
America, now
I'm
together.
Relodio is back, you see, and we'll be taking your calls.
The red robin that is bobbing along.
I'm discarding them.
Not an actual robin at all, but a variety of thrush. The true robin is the European robin, which has a different appearance. In fact, not such a red breast as the American red-breasted thrush commonly called a robin. It is notable that in Walt Disney's Mary Poppins, at one point, Mary Poppins holds a robin on her finger. Although it's in England, the bird is an American robin. Actually an audio animatronic creation of the studio with wires running down the actress's arm to actuate it.
Next, Lufel.
I'm the trooper of the airborne. I'm
nonetheless, when I see one of those things, I do tend to think of it as a robin and be cheered by seeing it. Yeah, look at the size of that spider. It looks like life used to be tough in some ways.
It used to be.
Radix malorum est stupidita. The sentence always is and ever was. Radix malorum est stupidita. And the wondrous horse of brass on which the cat.
Sounds easy enough.
Motion picture.
First I'll be looking at the hot dog.
Hot dog.
Now swing it, fellas. Tell us how we've been.
Hot dog.
Place is full of bats.
Engine temperature's rising.
Check. Bats.
And flames and bats. And giant bats.
Flame and bats. Check.
See the giant flying bat. Oh, wow. The whole floor is dropped down.
Look at this map. Godzilla could have entered the Tarquin through the St. Lawrence Seaway.
St. Lawrence
Seaway. Then traveled inland through the Great Lakes until he reached Lake Michigan.
Well, happy tomorrow.
Tom, what can you tell me about these green, slimy little creatures?
I don't know if there's a connection, but we saw this thing in the sky, like a sunrise. And minutes later, these babies just came buzzing out of the lake.
Well, in this clip I saw, which may be an extended preview, King Kong is listening to a distant sound, like a monster roaring, but he can't figure out where it is. And he looks around, and finally, by the end of the thing that I saw, he finds that it's just a smallish lizard-like monster that inflates its body and makes this sound.
Makes this sound?
Makes the sound that King Kong thought was a dangerous monster, perhaps Godzilla, in the distance, roaring. The implication being that he kind of misses hanging out with Godzilla as he did in the last movie.
Yeah, I would too.
Buddy, pal, hey.
Pal of mine.
Gronk.
Good buddy.
But then Michael Pepe would be hanging around, always trying to be buddies with you and Godzilla.
Well, maybe Michael Pepe could transform himself into a 200-foot flying robot, though. That still had his recognizable features, of course.
Yeah, maybe he could. So what?
Well, then he could join in the fray, although only half the size, or at least half the length of Godzilla. And the new King Kong is also preposterously too big.
With each turn, the stakes grow higher, and the jungle's grip tightens around our intrepid heroes.
The giant monsters have a problem of nerve transmission speed. The nerve impulse can only travel so fast, and if the monster is giant enough, the reactions are very slow.
Stupid giants.
But some evolved glycogen bodies would show exactly a similar thing in human anatomy, where you can pull your toe out of the fire before you think about it too much, thanks to a relay station in the nervous system.
Let's see Godzilla do that. So is he cold-blooded?
You know, I don't think so. He's always blasting out a stream of actinic fire, and in certain recent ones, though I haven't really been paying full attention, he gains nuclear energy or something. Also, every time he's about to let loose with a fire blast, the dorsal things, those strange shapes on his back, glow, and shows he's charging up.
Maybe so.
As he charges. See, now we got the angle. We just need the female Godzilla.
Yeah, that's what we've got to have, a female Godzilla F.
That gets turned on every time he starts
the rolling
heat up. To, well, it's like she wants to do it, and
stone,
he's got to attack Tokyo. Or, of course, Golden Gate Bridge and not wreck it.
Well, he doesn't do that. He's like fighting mechanic Godzilla and
Bizarro Godzilla.
Originally Godzilla, but then he and Godzilla teamed up to get rid of the Mechanismo Godzilla.
I go from just, yeah, Bizarro Godzilla, old school comic, you know. He does everything right. He instead of wrecking cities, he's building cities for people, and everybody has giant mansions because he's weird Godzilla.
The motivation of Godzilla has always been murky.
Yeah, it's a difficult one to explain except for rage over losing the war. But, and did you see the Monarch one? Yes, you did.
Yeah, I saw the first season with you.
I think that was it. Yeah.
But it's coming back with more, and it suggests that King Kong will be a major player.
Yes. But I was laughing for the same reason you were before. But you know what? I had a wonderfully weird moment at one point. When it's the scene where the first time you see the Navy guy, I think he's a Navy guy, show up from out of the jungle, and the Army guy and the scientist are kind of peeved about him showing up. That whole thing is on Kauai, just very near where Tropic Thunder, things like that are shot. And but all I got lost in this kind of back. It looked like my backyard, the vegetation, the wetness in rainy season. When sometimes, if we're really lucky, we'd get off school because there was a creek behind the school I went to. And if it was maybe even going to perhaps fill up, we got off. Yeah, and we could ride our bikes around all day instead of going to school. It was like a school miracle. But, you know, no Godzilla. But in the Monarch one, yeah, the Godzilla gets blowed up real good and then comes rushing at the humans.
Godzilla withstood the hydrogen bomb explosion in his face. You know, so that also indicates it's rather than it's
in your face, Godzilla.
he's clearly in affinity with it somehow.
Yeah.
His breath is supposed to be radioactive.
Yes.
In the very first movie, it is said to be.
Yeah, that's why I thought that if you're born near or under an atomic bomb explosion, you automatically have that metabolism for the rest of your natural movie life.
In the original movie, certainly not in the American version, there are people on the subway talking about it and comparing it to Hiroshima and comparing it to being a bomb.
Those are the versions I saw as a kid on TV, on Hawaiian TV.
So yours didn't have Raymond Burr in
No, and I was very confused by that years later. Seeing the movie, and I'm with friends, like, what?
My Japanese is a little rusty. Could you tell me what Dr. Sarazawa just said, Kimiko?
Yes, Steve.
I was shocked that Raymond Burr couldn't speak Japanese.
Right. He's there puffing on a pipe. He can't understand what anybody is saying. Has to have this woman tell him what everybody's saying. You know, that. So they managed to keep some Japanese language in, but with no subtitles.
Doesn't she fall for him?
No, she's just a stooge to... In fact, it's not even her. She's supposed to be a character in the movie, but she's only seen in these cuts with Raymond Burr from the back, though wearing the same costume. Yeah, she actually does have a character to play in the movie, but she's kind of hijacked to explain everything to Steve Martin.
Yeah, that's the funny part of the movie, too.
Well, you know, when
Trains, Planes, and Atom Bombs.
When they had the 1980s Godzilla, they brought back Raymond Burr as Steve Martin. But I think what they should have done is bring in Steve Martin as a character called Raymond Burr. Why not?
Yeah.
But they missed that opportunity, which was also diverted to advertising Dr. Pepper a lot, even in the movie. They're drinking Dr. Pepper in the Pentagon. Freight cars of Dr. Pepper are being derailed.
It wasn't a very pretty sight.
And at one time, I had a promotional bumper sticker which showed Godzilla lifting with both forepaws a huge Dr. Pepper, which he was drinking, or a cup labeled Dr. Pepper. Here's another go-round.
And here comes the old fella. Those deliberative footsteps. First movie is really quite good.
Yeah, I like the slow down scale.
Hey, Rab.
Do some of this, it'll make it better.
Swallow this, it will make you well.
It's getting better already.
Caped Madman.
Oh, one of those, eh?
BZ Monsoon. Caped Madman, I'm not quite sure about anything anymore, but my favorite version of that is from J-Man.
J-Man is a caped madman?
Yeah.
Subplot?
There's a joke in it where I think that's the original. I almost busted my skull! No, there's a different reference. He's called the Cape Madman, the Captain America-like figure.
Earth may be coming up on BJ's feed. The creature bursts through the wall of the Rome Zoo into the elephant enclosure, and then the elephant charges the creature. As it does, it walks across. The real elephant walks across the hole, which is, of course, a special effects creation. They stop before that shot. Anyway, in order to do that brief shot lasting only a few seconds, they had to put the elephant in front of a screen, a blue screen. At the time, this is the 1950s. From then on, and after that shot, the elephant is a stop-motion model. But that's your elephant. The elephant squashes the zookeeper. But actually, they couldn't get a big elephant. So they got an extremely small zookeeper. And there goes the real elephant. Last shot of the real elephant. The squashing, of course, is done with the stop-motion elephant.
17.
Oh, fudge. This isn't RV, but I still can't leave incriminating souvenirs around. Baby Elephant Walk by Henry Mancini. Associated with the movie Hatari, supposedly inspired by the way a baby elephant walks down the road in Africa. But actually, it seems to be a reworking of an old southern tune called Down the Road a Piece. Righteous Dew. The movie Hatari featured John Wayne and
Red Buttons.
Red Buttons, yes. And Elsa Martinelli.
And the who was the German guy who was in the Flight of the Phoenix?
Kurt Jurgens.
No, he was an older guy. Yeah.
The younger guy, I don't recall his name, but he was in it all right.
Yeah, he did quite a few jobs after that. I must have seen that thing 20 times.
Flight of the Phoenix? Me too.
No, Hatari.
Right. Well, saw Hatari at the drive-in.
Oh, that would
in
be
in Arizona.
Nice.
Yeah.
And he's in the book.
Yeah, I've got Land Rovers out there in the desert.
Rhinoceros.
He's in the book.
We are, we always follow the book on the show here.
That's right, the officer does everything by the book.
This little cuckoo bird, that's Radio Valencia.
Yes, it's
operating now, but will it, when the next time I go there, will it be another dud on toast?
Yeah, it's like a little cuckoo bird that we
How can I, you know, I looked at the SAM computer screen. There was no opportunity to press a button, red or blue. That had disappeared.
Where is it?
No one knows, except those who follow the esoteric procedure, which is described in a giant tower of email that has to be sought out and carefully searched for.
Where's your information?
But I think...
Okay.
So the station went haywire. Now they fixed it.
Then they didn't. So...
Oh, a good show's coming? Okay, we'll fix it.
Yeah.
The question is, when it's time for me, is it going to be on the Fritz again?
It's radio. I was...
Yeah, I'm supposed to download the Kissy app like and fix it.
This is the land of the free. Very slowly.
Okay, we're going to do this show very slowly now.
You will then notice...
the union forever.
We're talking about the future.
Three cheers.
Perhaps you should be heard.
Red, white, and blue.
Are you lost?
Lost and lonely here in the noosphere.
America.
Just look at this giant diorama of America.
It's America's funeral. Oh, no.
At 1/16th scale. With malice toward none.
And
charity
toward all. Oh.
Was that like the dwarves from The Hobbit when they sing?
They sing?
No. I don't know how anybody could think that.
Over the misty mountains old, where dwarves dig deep in caverns old, we must away at break of day to seek our long enchanted gold.
There, help me a little better.
Or is it our long staring, our long something enchanted? Maybe.
Is this the scary part of the show?
Well, it might be. It might be one of those.
I have a gun!
Now just take it easy there, partner.
Partner? Yeah. Years later, we knew what
aren't as bad as they might be made out to be.
The War of the Worlds, Part 1.
That's going to take a while.
It was the Martians. Over the misty
mountains cold. This is what Led Zeppelin turned into, right? That's from Moon.
Yeah,
we just lost contact with the Intrepid.
Poor little spooky Moon workers. When the new software comes in and you're the old software.
Yes. In less than a minute, it's going to be the first moment, the first hour of the brand new Puzzling Evidence Joe.
I don't know if you knew this.
Everyone else is getting Puzzling Evidence Joe.
No show. G-E-R-W-I-L-L-I-L-I-C-A-R. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Report progress.
Is this the button that I press if I want?
It takes a lot out of you.
Yes. They can't hear.
Dear sir,
I mean,
I'm writing for you because I have no mother and a father.
You just get tired of all that hot doggering.
In their cars, asleep.
Probably should have used
snoozing,
it, right?
Snoring.
It's an amazing listening to the show and then realizing they're
that's baby bear.
Stones. Their brains are too
fresh. That's right. Their brains are curdled. And considering that those are the only recordings we have of her, they start to dwindle in proportion to everything else.
I'm falling to hang up. And,
well, everything's
you know,
going
I think
fine.
About things sometimes. You know, when I'm alone and it's cold and I'm wet and frightened. And I think to myself, does it all really matter anyway? I mean, does it doesn't matter if you show up for dinner and if you don't. I think it does. But, you know, sometimes I have my doubts. Like that time when I was a kid and you know, I was in the woods and I was all alone and, you know, I thought I felt something pulling at me, but nothing was there. And I thought to myself, you know, maybe there's something I just can't see about the world. And if I just tried hard enough, something good would happen. But,
what?
You know, I'm 47 and I'm still, thank you for listening to me. Sometimes I think to myself, I don't have enough people to talk to. And it's really great that you're just willing to just listen to me like this. And, you know, I mean, I don't want to stress you out. And I certainly wouldn't want to bring my burdens down on you. But, you know, you seem like a nice guy. And
what are you talking about?
Something's all kind. And I'm not
Flora has lost the world.
I can barely keep up with what I'm eating.
I mean, no, that's kind of personal. I don't want to get all up in there.
This is the dial of destiny.
I just met you. That's just weird. Why you gotta go there? Why do you make it weird?
Panic. So anyway, like I was saying,
this is the time when the show gets weird.
I started when I was about 8 years old. And, you know, it wasn't about what I saw, but about what I didn't see that really, really affected me. I can't go on. I'm sorry.
Who would have guessed?
Don't smell it very much.
God, stop.
Roger Corman's fake Star Wars movie is called Battle Beyond the Stars.
Don't panic.
Yes, I saw it.
Oh, Battle Beyond the... Who was in that?
George Papar.
I don't think I saw that.
And whoever played John Boy Walton, that actor.
Human liver. Oh, it'd be great because he would have that beer flavor.
Every Sunday morning, I remember my mom cooking human liver.
There might be.
Well, she was the queen of the cannibal.
Just like used to make.
It was Sybil Danning
from the South Seas, where they used
had a spaceship
visitors.
It's not my fault people like
over a slow fire.
It's an armada of spaceships.
The first 20 years
driven by all these different characters.
All animals in the New America must wear at least one article of human clothing.
Yes, Yogi and Boo Boo cannot go around in their natural fur. They have to have a hat or a tie or something.
I only didn't grow anything.
Each animal at Jellystone Park must wear at least one item of human clothing.
Oh yeah, James Horner. He did the music for it.
It's pretty clear.
Which...
I mean, even he could...
For Battle Beyond the Stars.
Oh, Battle Beyond the Stars, yes.
Probably the same year he did Star Trek 2.
Whoa!
What is that about?
Look, he bought a Mercedes. And he's driving to work in L.A.
I got some of that spot money now.
He means there's a possibility that William Shatner could sit in your car at some point.
It could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Those that would be democracy's executioner. What have you programmed for the future?
I took drugs to win medals. I took drugs to win medals.
Can you get a medal for it now?
I took drugs to win medals.
Every medal.
By abusing the very rights you inherited,
every
attempt to make a sham of them all.
In a little while, this herb will hurt no more.
Herb will hurt?
I'll be home.
Your herb That's will hurt no more. Urban Herbal Bicentennial. Buds with macro earthworms, each in their own earthenware urn. Bicentennial blossoms and buds.
Imagined by someone else.
6449 Kawaii District, near
the home. Late night. Show.
Cocaine and onion.
Show.
Cocaine and
you can broadcast as powerfully as you want it.
100. Well, right, some so people can really, I mean, they really got to turn it.
Is this it?
This is it.
It says K-Rob on it. What's that? That all about?
Do not adjust K-Rob.
K-Rob on it. What's that? K-Rob on it. What's
Do not move K-Rob.
Get away from that Wookiee.
No kidding. It says K-Rob on your panel right here.
The new K-Rob
ain't that. And then it's when K-Rob appears in the center of the stage and sings a song.
I
as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string.
Seeing is believing.
Is this when I like toss out my sweat-covered towels to the ladies?
Yes,
for the audience?
Yeah, blue hairs in the front.
Like
row.
You used to at 12 Galaxies.
Like a nightingale without a song to sing.
See, and then the stormtroopers dance like that. Do not say that.
Wow, the K-Rob gets a beer moment. Sure was a big deal back then.
I figured we patterned after the producers, you know, the old ones.
I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet.
How come they're dancing? Is this the Empire Strips Back or something?
Yeah, it's more scary.
Or do they just do that?
Oh, no, the evil armada of ships.
Evil. They're evil, I tell you. Evil.
Intriguing.
Intriguing. Yeah. I'm in.
So, I just want to say something for the record.
We have to talk a little business.